Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let go your highlands, jack against the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line, yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time, yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme, uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine, uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet, sweet. That nigga's pushing the weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good, you good, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Good Girl. You're doing George, it's on the radio, it's BOE from the pages to the airwaves. And we don't even know the popping as we always do. DJ's running with your girl, and let's get this show started. So, as you know, that days ago we lost the great Tina Turner. She is truly going to be missed. You know, she started out doing R&B with Ike Turner. And then she didn't want to do that anymore. She said, you know what? I don't want to do rock and roll. And she did exactly what she said she wanted to do. And she became the queen of rock and roll. And everybody knew her for her legs, her beautiful legs. Yeah, like I said, she's truly going to be missed. You know, we're losing a lot of our legends. So we have to give them their flowers while they're still here. You know, it's crazy, you know, when you hear a celebrity you like has passed away. And it's like, then you say to yourself, well, she was 83, she lived a good life. And the way the movie portrayed her, it was like, that's, you know, it showed her being, you know, getting her confidence back. But, you know, being married to Ike was not was not easy. So, you know, she had to get that strength and confidence back, you know. She got that back. And, you know, she said, I'm tired of living in the States. I'm moving to Switzerland. Moved to Switzerland, met her a man. They got married. Because he was sick for a while. And he got better. And to hear that she was battling an illness. You know what's crazy is that we always think our greats are still going to be going to live for a long time. Like Betty White, when she passed, she was almost 100. She died, I think, a few weeks or days before her birthday, for her 100th birthday. So she would have lasted just a little bit longer. She would have made it to 100. And I want to give my condolences out to Tina's family, her kids, her husband. I think they said she was older than him, like 10 years older than him. So if she's in her 80s, or he's in his, what, 70s? Even though she's 10 years older, it's still a good age, you know, it's still good. It's not like she was robbing the cradle. You know, and speaking of, you know, the age difference thing, that gets to me. Because it's like when you meet a person and that you're older than, and then you start going back, you counting back, like, damn, when they was a baby, you was 5, or when they was 10, you was this age, and it's like, yeah, both are grown. And it's like, but if y'all would have met when y'all were younger, it would actually be literally robbing the cradle. That's crazy. And I remember I was dating somebody and I counted back. I was like, damn. When I was this age, they was that age. And it's like, you know, like as a woman, when you're older, you don't consider yourself, you know, a cougar, but then when you start thinking about it, you're like, damn. Because of the age of the person, you can say I was a cougar. Or just like, I've dated men that were older than me. I've messed around with some that were younger than me. But we were still grown. It's not like I'm the age I am now and this person and the person I'm dating or talking to is still in high school. Not like that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they're younger than me, but it's not like they're young to the point where you be like, well, I'm robbing the cradle. No. And you got to think about it. As a grown person, if the person you're pursuing is the same age as one of your kids, if you got kids, you shouldn't be dating that person. Because if the person you're dating is the same age as one of your children, you should not be dating that person. I know we can't tell you who to fall in love with, but just think about it. You dating somebody that's the same age as your daughter is like dating your daughter. Even though dating your daughter would be answers, but still. I'm glad that even though, you know, there are some younger men that may look good to me, but they may look good. But that don't mean I want to date them and be in a relationship with them. Now, I don't get it as an older man, right? How a younger woman in, let's say, her early 20s interest you? Y'all have nothing in common. What are you going to talk about? See, that's the thing that these older men, older women don't understand when dating younger is your intellect is not the same. I remember I read an article, and I think I shared it on the show a long time ago, where the girl, she was young, the man was older, and he was sharing his story, and he was like, yeah, she's mature, she's not like most girls her age, she got her own place. That's all good and all, having your own place and all, that's all good and all. At the age she was, she's like in her early 20s. Excuse me, y'all. 20s, and I'm like, I get it. To you, she seems mature because she's working, got her own crib, she bought herself for her own house. And I think she was kind of working in the real estate field, I think, when the guy was telling his story. I always said, I'm like, this is crazy. I get it. She's not like most girls her age. I get it. And that's probably a turn on for you, but y'all have nothing in common. Because there are young people with old souls. So you think just because she's a young person with an old soul don't mean y'all gonna have anything in common. Like, your music taste is going to be off. You know, she may be a lover of Drake. You know, you a lover of Elton John. Or you know, Marvin Gaye, you know. It's like, there's nothing in common. Whitney and Bobby said we got something in common. But y'all don't have anything in common. That's a thing. You know, if you don't have something, that it ain't going to work. And a lot of these older men and older women who date younger only doing it because the sex is good. Because trust me, if the sex wasn't good, they wouldn't be dating these younger people. Yep. It's crazy. But yeah, what else I want to share with y'all? I'm trying to think. What else did I want to share with y'all? The Lumer. I hope y'all are going to support Halle Bailey. I was about to say Berry. Haley Bailey. And the Little Mermaid. Make sure that your ticket released as the Little Mermaid. Because movie theaters, like you go and you say you need 2 tickets to the Little Mermaid. And they give you your ticket. Instead of saying Little Mermaid, your ticket stops saying something else. You think it's for the Little Mermaid. But it's really for something else. Because instead of helping the movie gross millions like it already did, they buy your ticket saying a different name. They don't want movies with black leads and they're garnering a lot of success. So that's why they give you a different ticket than what you asked for. I remember as a kid that I would go see one movie and sneak into the another theater to see another movie. Remember me and my friend, we went to the movie theater. It was called the Palace Movie Theater. And we went to the movies. And I forgot what. And I think we saw, I think it's Ernest Goes to Camp or something like that. Forgot what movie we was going to see, but I know, I think, at that time, Ernest Goes to Camp or something like that was one of the movies playing in the theater at the time. We saw the movie we went to see, and then we went. So, because they don't, There's nobody standing outside the door. There's a movie theater that we went to called Palace. So you come in. When you come in, there's a big air, like how you would say in the house, the foyer. It's a big area, and the theaters were like on the right side. Depending on which side you're standing on, it could be your right side, your left side. And the ticket thing, you come in, the ticket thing is there, you buy a ticket, it's a big foyer. And the big foyer, you know, you got the concession stand. So we paid for one movie, and our movie finished, and the next movie was starting. So we snuck in, so I think it was Ernest Go to Camp. So I told you, and there's no one standing there saying, let me see your stub to see, let me see your stub for your movie. Because, you know, you can't sneak. Well, you can, it's easy to sneak. Back then it was easy to sneak, but there was nobody standing near the door checking stubs to see if this is the movie you paid for to see. Nope. When we finished, we went to got to see another movie for free. But, and I think movie theaters caught on to that. So now, yep, I think movie theaters caught on to that. So they have, like, I don't know if they, I haven't been to the movie theater in a long time. So I don't know if they have, I know that the last movie I went to, well, one time when I went to the movies, I paid to see, I forgot what movie I went to see, saw that movie, and there was another good movie playing, and the crazy thing was we were going to sneak in, but the people who collect your ticket, the theater was right there. So, like, you couldn't sneak in because they were standing right there. So if you try to sneak in, they could see you. Yeah. It's crazy. But, you know, going back then, to me, going to movies was fun, you know, depending on who I went with, you know. But now that I'm older, the movies don't excite me. I only go to the movies if there's something I really want to see. The only time I go to the movies. Yep, that's the only time I go to the movies. Because movies, you know, the price for a ticket now is an arm and a leg. And then you got to get from the concession stand, your popcorn, your soda. If you're going to the theaters that sell food, you gotta pay for your food. I think these new movie theaters they got now that you can sit, they got the comfortable seats and you can eat there. I think they should do this. Like, when you go see the movie you wanna see, you could also pay for your movie and something to eat all at once, and then whenever you're ready to get whatever you wanted, you there's like a button at your seat that you could press and they'll bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the button connects, you know how like they like on these shows where they have judges and the judges have the button, the vote, it'd be like that. But it'd be from the concession stand. They have everything listed, and you just click a button and order what you want, but you already paid for it when you pay for your ticket. So then you don't have to get up to leave the theater to go get your snacks and stuff for the movie. They bring it to you. Yep. Like I said, I ain't been to movies in a long time. I think the last time I've been to the movies, I treated myself. I went to an early, and this is when, you know, movies wasn't so expensive. Yeah. So, yeah. Excuse me, y'all. I think what else don't want to. So, you know, I watch the Karamo show, and I watch it through YouTube. It comes on 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Channel 11. If you're in the Tri-State area, it's Channel 11. And he took the place of Maury. But we had a couple on there. The dude was 19. She's 20, no, he's not 19, but he was young. He's 25. When he got with her, she had children. She had a child, and she was pregnant. The child ain't his, but when she had the baby, he signed the birth certificate. And, like, she was, I wouldn't say cheating because she didn't cheat on him, but what she was doing was, like having conversations with her exes, and he ain't like that, and, you know, they was able to, so he, what he did was, I'm going to stop all this conversation you're going to be having with your exes. He got rid of her old phone, gave her new phone, new number. But one of the options to communicate is her baby daddy. So I get it to communicate because you have a child together. But hey, he's talking about, you know, wanting to be with her sexually, even though she's not responding back to him. The fact that she's letting it go on. And not saying I have a man. So that pissed him off, and, you know, she let Karamo open her phone to show that she's not communicating with people, this and that and that. Karamo, the boy, you know, so in love that he was about to propose. Karamo told him no. Nope. Nope. Nope, you ain't ready. You ain't ready. And they ain't ready. They're young. She's 25. Then he was 20 or whatever. They ain't ready. They only been together 5 months. He already about to propose. He already talking about proposing. But the caption with the video said, "I want a family." And but it's showing the girl's face and not the guy's face. So I'm thinking that she wants a family with him. Yep, that's what's crazy. You would think it was her. It was him. So I was like, I could be friends, but nah, you're not. Nah, I don't think I should get married. Mama looked at the dudes like, "You about to do what I think you about to do?" He's like shaking his head like, "Don't do it." Yeah. So yeah, I'm like, like 5 months is too soon to even know if you want to marry the person you're dating. But for me, I've done that. But I didn't propose, I didn't say, let's get married right now. The way I did it was, I said, in the near future, you know, talk about marriage and children, but for us in the near future, and the person who I was dating at the time was okay with it. And this is what I want to, this is what I want to say to men and women when you're dating. As the, as it, you should know, I say by 6 months, that this is somebody you want to get into a serious relationship with. I say by 6 months. A year or two is when you know you don't. And this, you see this person as your future, too. Because, and the reason why I'm saying this is because some people jump the gun. And then it don't work out. Now they are, you know, all they, it didn't work out, so now all they do when they see each other is argue. It's like, nobody wants to hear you argue. Nobody wants to hear you argue. Yep. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Don't jump the gun. When you're dating someone, because we already know, women, we already know if this person is going to be the one. In the sense that we already know, you just don't, like, y'all know, we know if you're the one or not. Excuse me, y'all. I'm sure you've seen a video or heard a story about the two young men who were riding city bikes, and so you know, we're riding this city bike in New York City, you pay for it, or you make an account, and every time you use it, it takes money off the account you have with the city bike. So the two young men, they rode from the Bronx all the way to where they was downtown in Manhattan. And the lady, white lady, was trying to take the bike from the young man, one of the young men in the situation. She tried to take the bike from him. He was not giving up the bike because, one, he paid to use it again. Because he didn't want to get the lady the bike because he was going to use it again. And there was other bikes there that she could have used. It's like, I guess it was something about the bike she tried to save her bike, blah, blah, blah. She paid for it. She, you know, how white woman is, so people could be on her side, make these young men seem like they bad people. And so when the story broke, I saw a different, you know, people talking about it. And my news source that I saw this video, also, besides TikTok, was Roland Martin. That's my news source. I don't read the paper. You know, I tune into Roland Martin. And when he was talking about this, and, you know, the young man is like, you know, he had this bike for a long time. He's going to use it again. Told the woman she couldn't have it. cried, you know, weaponized her white tears for people to give her sympathy and she, you know, make her the victim and not the one who started all this mess. They put in a video. That lady, whoever the lady is, she's going to lose her job. And she's a nurse. And she... So this is one dude, right, who's giving his, you know, his take on the story of the situation. He said the two young boys should have gave the lady the bike because she's pregnant. And, you know, people are saying, yeah, she's pregnant, not handicapped, so she could have went and just, and it was understanding. Is there other bikes there? Why you wanted that specific bike? Then she got a lawyer. And then the lawyer is saying she got receipts that she paid for the bike. When you could clear, you know, the young man has his evidence. You can clearly see that he was the own, you know, that he, it was his bike for the moment, you know. Yeah, so yeah. Like, weaponizing her white woman tears. They get a city bike when there's plenty out there that you can just grab and take. Crazy. Yep. You know what? I'm going to take a music break. Take a music break. The song I'm going to play for y'all. Let's see what song I'm going to play for y'all. The song I got for y'all is let's go with let's do some Russell Taylor one you went to. Up your dark day. I wanna be your shelter.
you feel, cause I was once like you, till someone showed me to, like I do for you, do for you.
All right, that was Russell's hit, with the one you run to.
I'll be the one that chose everything you go.
Yeah. Well, let's get to another song. Let's go old school with it.
Jesus.
Say they wanna love somebody. Say they wanna find a lady. Listen to all that bullshit. Riding around new Mercedes. Say they wanna blow that check. But then they start acting shady. No.
Young and poor.
I be whipping in that Ferrari. Yellow diamonds on my hands. I be all up on your TV. And I got these haters fancy.
Body, good God, she got
in that time. I got dimension like the Bionic Man. Lee Majors couldn't flip it like the way I can. So,
take a Greyhound to put my thing down.
Put my thing
take
down.
A two-train
two
train. To get to you, babe.
But I'm trying to get
I'm
to
a
you,
lost
babe.
Girl, to feel your touch, girl. Cause you got the love that I need. Girl, I'm coming. Not the wrong way. Up a one-way.
Up a one-way street,
with
babe.
No registration and no license plate.
Not a thing at
I
all.
I got issues. Girl, I'm in.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
Got
baby.
That I need.
Listen, I hit the overpass, got my foot on the gas, reached the other side of town in 10 minutes flat. So, throw down your keys and unlock the door. Straight past the elevator to the 13th floor. And there she goes, navel ringing, G-string, and I'm blind. Started getting mine like I did hard time. My time is coming, she can feel it in my flow. Better slow it down or lose control.
Take a Greyhound to put my thing down.
Baby,
take the two-train
to
get to you, babe.
I'm trying to get
I'm
to you, baby.
To feel your touch, girl.
Oh,
you got the love that I need. Girl, I'm coming out the wrong way. Up a one-way.
Baby,
with no registration,
with
no.
told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady bigger. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my word with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. About life, my woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I rode a leather once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
If there's a fire in your kitchen and when your roof just won't stop leaking, I got your back without you even asking. If I gotta whoop somebody's ass, I'ma do it with passion. And when it gets too dangerous, no, I'm never out of touch. Ain't gotta call 911, you can hit me up. You know I'm the one whenever you need some. Might rock the boat, but don't panic. Might take you home to Atlanta. Might be rushing in, but gotcha. Wanna know you like the back of both my hands. Pop the like I'm handsome. You're tall, dark, and I'm handsome. Grab something new, but old fashioned. Lucky me, I get to be your man. Things don't go as when. Oh, no, no. Who gon' save you like I can? Ain't gotta call 911.
If you look towards heaven on any given night, you may see the stars glowing, shining ever bright. Are they really shining or just burning in the sky? Well, maybe they're a little bit of both at the same time. Have you ever loved somebody and felt so good it hurt? But then they went running when you dug up all the dirt. Was it only love, or is love also a curse? Maybe they're a little bit of both in reverse. Everything combined. Feeling like Superman, and I don't got no cape to fly. Wanna push up against the atmosphere and leave gravity defined. But is it really flying, or is falling redefined? Maybe it could be a bit of both at the same time.
Bye. everything combined.
Maybe we're a little bit of both.
Everything withers after it grows. Maybe we're a little bit of both at the same time.
Up there beyond.